Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Everybody, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And this is Terry and Robin's Power Hours now, so excited about the making it official now that it is indeed our show together. And I'm joined, as always, by my lady, my love, now my wife, Robin. Hi, darling.
Hi, honey.
So, it is now official, and all the paperwork is signed and all that good stuff. So, I am excited. I've been calling you wife for over a year since the hand fasting, and probably a little before that, even, just because I've felt it all this time. So, but anyway, now it is official and legal, and, got to go through all the paperwork with, name changes. I understand that's what you want to do, so.
Yeah.
Which excites me to no end as well. Anyway. So, it's been a bit of an adventure around here this weekend with all the people coming in. Well, we had about 30 people plus us up here on the mountain this weekend, and so it was pretty exciting, and a lot of time spent with friends and people that came just to share this experience with us, and the list of thank yous is entirely too long for going into right here. But I do want to say publicly that everyone is greatly appreciated, and all of you are loved. So thank you for being here and sharing our day.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you wanted to say in there? Go ahead.
Just wanted to say thank you to everybody for being there, and it was a really amazing time, and I'm still exhausted and trying to get over it, and so if I sound a little tired, it's because, guess what, I am.
And then we're back to work tomorrow, so no rest for the weary. So, the moon card. Interesting card to come up right about now, since it's all about intuition. Now, some people have some kind of spooky, interpretations of it. I guess I can see that to a certain degree, but I always think of it as about our subconscious, perhaps even a little shadow work, which
mm-hmm.
I guess if you don't do shadow work regularly, shadow work can be a bit spooky.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do tend to think of this card as being, shadow work. It's intuition. It's the moon. I mean, it is the moon. I mean, what do we think of when we think of the moon? You know, we think of dreams, the unconscious, intuition, and all that goes with it. And the card itself is interesting with symbolism. You know, in the very foreground is a pool of water.
Mm.
And, you know, we've already established that, you know, pools of water tend, at least in the tarot, and a lot in our other symbolism, to, symbolize, that's the word I was looking for, it evaded me, to symbolize, intuition, the inner, subconscious, and all of that. And we had this path going off into the darkness, barely illuminated by the moon. And so, going between the wolf and the dog, both of them howling at the moon, one of them domestic, one of them wild, the tamed and the untamed, the parts of us, really, that are, domesticated, tamed to a certain degree by civilization, and then that part of us that is still wild and yearning for, baying at the moon. And so, there's two aspects of ourself going between two towers off into the, off toward the mountains that are just barely illuminated in the distance by the moon. It's all about a journey of discovery. It's all about traveling within. We're taking the fool's journey through the tarot, and one more time we're being asked, the fool is being asked to look within. And, we're what, three or four cards away from the culmination of this journey. And, after surviving the devil and the tower and being regenerated by the star, here we are once more evaluating, learning, looking within to form up and firm up what we have learned in this experience. And so those are a lot of the themes that come through to me. When I look at this card, did you have anything you wanted to add at this point?
There's a lot of symbolism in the moon card. The lobster crawling out of the water, almost as if to represent a new sentient consciousness. Water, the creature of water crawling out onto the land. To become more than it was and be more aware, and the sort of two dog-like, one I think is usually represented as a dog and the other one as a wolf or coyote, and they usually correspond with the fears and the adaptation via the vehicle of fear from wolf to dog. So for me, it's about, in some regards, not only, it embodies change and adaptation, and with the three phases of the moon being represented, as well as the two tall buildings. There's just so much here, and it all speaks to me about the transition from the natural into the more evolved or the more adapted, if you will. And I think that that's what this card is about. It, for me, it's about evolution, progress, the changing of the phases of our life and the phases of our consciousness. Does that make sense?
It does. It does, and I can see that interpretation in it as well. And, you know, the I always thought that was a crawfish, but, yeah, lobster, it works. I mean, I always presume this is fresh water, I guess. But, you know, that creature coming up out of the water can also be a little bit indicative of our fears. As you mentioned, the dog and the wolf. And this is, I mean, there's certainly a bit of, you know, bubbling up of our personal fears, our deep, dark fears. When we do shadow work, we very often have to face things about ourselves, including our fears, as well as our hopes, when we journey with that. And, you know, those weird things happening in our dreams, particularly in our fear dreams, that, you know, a crawfish, you know, there on the surface of the water coming up and, you know, nipping at you, that would definitely kind of, you know, be unsettling. So, you know, in both of our takes on this card, though, this is one of those that sounds like we're a little more in tune and in agreement, which could make for a really short show. But, you know, this is one of those cards. There's, you know, the moon is the moon. You know, some people do see, you know, a lot of the fear aspect in this, particularly, you know, projecting our own fears. You know, it's, you know, this good thing has happened before and then X happened, and then something good has happened before and then that same X happened. And that kind of conjuring up of fears is certainly something that that a lot of people see in interpreting this card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's, as I said, there's a lot of symbolism here in this card, and many different ways it can be interpreted. You know, it can speak to all the phases of consciousness, spirit, the physical world, the emotional world, the divine, obviously, and deity. It's all embodied here in this card. And it also has other spiritual aspects of about receiving, you know, if you want, you know, those little yellow things falling in the background of the picture of the card coming from the sky, from the sun, the little yellow dots. It almost could say that, you know, the moon is raining down its cosmic rays of enlightenment and love and light for those who are in intuition and communication, for those who are seeking that.
Well, that's an interesting thought. You know, I've looked at the, I've looked at those, and I've looked at them. I struggle with what were those. This is one of those symbols on the cards that I look at, and I'm like, I don't even know where to go with that. Like, what is it? I mean, it looks like, you know, it looks like little flames.
Mm-hmm.
But there doesn't quite seem to be a directionality because some of them are drawn in opposite directions. I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
And then the number of them, I think I counted 16 or 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but it sort of smacks to me of mana raining down from heaven, you know? But in this case, it's coming down from the moon, and it's nighttime. So.
Yeah, that one's that's interesting, and we'll have to do more thought and more discussion on that. But there are 15 of them, which numerologically reduces to 6, which I'm not seeing how that applies here, but that's okay.
Huh.
This is good. That gives me something new to think about now that you've mentioned them again. I do kind of think of the two towers kind of echoing the high priestess's two pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the feminine and the mystery and everything, the two towers, kind of a bit mirror, or at least echoing.
Mm-hmm.
Echoing the two pillars, and the high priestess energy is very much similar to the moon energy. Maybe the moon's a little more intense, a little, perhaps a little more shadowy. It's more about ourselves rather than the greater mysteries. But is it the mysteries within as opposed to the mysteries without? And is there a difference? And maybe these are all of the questions that are supposed to be answered by
mm-hmm.
by dealing with the moon energy, the moon card.
Well, it's definitely a contemplative card. Once again, we're taken from the simple physicality of some of the other cards here again, and thrown back into a more a more cerebral interpretation of this card, and certainly a card that's a signpost saying, hey, wait, check your intuition, check what's going on internally with you, you know, make sure that you know where you're going and that you've got the right signposts you're taking stock internally and you know what you're doing. This is definitely a card in some ways of caution to make sure that you are looking at what you're doing with clear eyes and that you've processed it through all three of the phases, if you will, of the moon here, the spiritual, the physical, and the emotional, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I mean, there's certainly a lot of depth to this card. Some of them are pretty straightforward, and some of them are layer upon layer of thought, contemplation, and depth.
Mm-hmm.
And this one tends to be one of those. This is a now, this is a card that really requires contemplation, thought, meditation. What is it trying to tell us in the moment? If you do like I used to do this, and I probably should start doing it again, is I used to draw a card a day.
Hmm.
And see what that told me about my day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And what energy were at work in my day. And this would be one of those cards that would be steeped with magic, mysticism, mystery, perhaps even a bit of illusion, and a hint of think of something hidden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this almost kind of hints that there's something we don't quite know everything about. And, some people actually call it deception. In my interpretation, I tend to think of it more as we don't know the whole story. Something
mm-hmm.
is hidden from it. Not that it's necessarily being misinterpreted, and we're not being given wrong information. We're just not being given the whole story.
Right.
How would our choices be different if we know the whole story? So, you know, there's a certain aspect of that. And of course, you know, after the break, we'll come back and we'll take questions from our listeners, and we can also discuss, you know, how to interpret this in readings and what cards are around. So this is one of those cards that really has to be looked at in context. Some cards are pretty blatant. This is what it means. Boom. Wherever in the reading it is, this is what it means. It colors the other cards. This is one that is colored by the surrounding cards. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, and when we do come back, we're going to be taking a break here, little under 10 minutes. But we do want to let our listeners know that we will be taking calls tonight at 646-564-9714, and you can join in our conversation about the moon card and ask questions or give us your feelings and your experience. And I might go ahead and take a moment now, if you would be okay with it, to kind of recap where we are and, you know, where we have been in this journey. Did you have something else you wanted to add real quick about the moon before the moon card before I
no, go ahead.
Recap the journey to now?
Nope, go ahead.
Okay. We started this adventure some months ago with the Fool's Journey through the Major Arcana. And this is a journey of self-discovery and growth that I have used on a number of occasions in the past for personal study, personal meditation, personal learning. And so we decided that it would be a good idea to take them in that order and to kind of take the Fool's Journey with the Fool. And we start off with the Fool card. Fresh, newborn, open, spontaneous, innocent. Through his or her journey, the Fool meets the Magician and the High Priestess, encountering the balancing forces that make up the world, the active and the mysterious, the conscious and the unconscious. And those two balancing forces are represented in the Magician and the High Priestess. Traveling along, the Fool then encounters the Empress and recognizes the Mother. This is, the Empress embodies everything we think of as the Mother aspect of the Goddess. Next, he encounters, or she, encounters the Emperor and the Father. Structure, authority, rules, essentially. Traveling from there, the Fool encounters the Hierophant and learns about education, begins the education, looks at organized belief structures. A little further along, the Fool is now becoming awakened and reaching adolescence, the concept of sexuality, of relationships, how the belief structures that were given by the Hierophant start to play into the values that come into these relationships and the Fool's sexuality. Through the journey, next is the Chariot, where willpower and assertiveness is learned. And then the strength card that helps the fool to realize that sometimes patience and tolerance are better than, you know, the commanding self, I'm going to have, you know, willful command of the charioteer, but is tempered by the kindness and a softer approach. And then the fool encounters the hermit. And because at this time, the hermit, or the fool, the hermit, which is which at this point, begins to start a lot of the whys. Why? Why is the sky blue? Why do I feel this? Why are we here? Why? Then, after the period of introspection and solitude, the fool has the vision of the Wheel of Fortune and the realization of the connectedness of the universe and the pattern and where he or she fits within that pattern and destiny or conscious incarnation, however you want to apply it, the plan, the great goal for this incarnation comes to be understood. The fool then encounters the justice card and begins to look at cause and effect, takes responsibility for past actions, and has to make decisions. How am I going to go forward, or am I just going to slip back into that? It was easy back there, you know? But as I accept and learn and grow and take responsibility, now I have to step into a new existence with a whole new set of responsibilities. Am I going to go forward? Or just, okay, I'm done now. Then, with the decisions, the fool encounters the hangman and realizes that sometimes learns the total freedom of surrender. Sometimes it's just not my job. Robin and I joke around and say, you know, not my circus, not my monkeys. There's a point where you have to just let go and let things be what they will. And in that realization is the freedom that comes with surrender. And while the fool card or the hangman may appear to be turned upside down, that perspective is actually a position of peace. Then with these understandings comes death, but not physical death, but ending. The transformation, the transition from the old, before the surrender, to the new life after. And it's an initiatory process, death and rebirth in that moment. Ending of the old life, beginning of the new. And then the fool meets temperance and regains balance, learns again after this wild swing back and forth, death and rebirth, now balance. And harmony. The only problem with harmony is that sometimes it makes us complacent, and we fall into patterns, sometimes obsessive patterns. We become obsessed, and addicted. And therein lies the devil card. Chains of our own making are placed around our neck, and the fool is trapped not by the devil, but by him or herself. And it is only with the awareness of and the courage to remove the chains that the fool leaves the devil, goes to the tower, and everything comes tumbling down. Another sudden change. Usually that sudden change is a reflection of the escape from the devil, from the chains of our own making. And that change that comes with it, life itself seems to come crumbling down around us. And then with all of that comes the calm, the star, tranquility, no more hidden, nothing is hidden, everything is open. Hope, inspiration, and trust again. But yet, with all of that, the fool, like all of us, in these periods of happiness, is when our own imagination, past fears trickle back in. And here we are at the moon card, looking between those two towers, this road that goes off into the mountains somewhere. The moon is shining down on it, but we're not quite sure. So there we are, here we are. My lady?
Yep. What you said,
did you
yeah.
Have anything I'm sorry, yeah.
No, that recaps it perfectly. That's fine.
Okay. Didn't know if there was anything you wanted to add, so why don't we go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll be taking calls at 646-564-9714. Feel free to call in, join the conversation, ask your questions, and Robin and I will be talking about the moon card in reading, interpreting the card, as well as some of the stuff that goes on around it. And we'll be back. What we're going to do, we're going to play Dragon Ritual Drummers' Bambula. Great song, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes, so stick around, everybody.
Oh, one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And my lady, my love, my wife, my partner, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, before the break, we were talking about the moon card. And we're also inviting our listeners, if anybody can. Seems like there's some trouble with the BTR tonight. But if you get a chance and you can get through, and if you can get through, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 646-564-9714. Now, before the break, we were talking about the moon. We were talking about the, I kind of ended it with that thought of the path going off into the mountains, barely, faintly illuminated. By the moon, and kind of left it there with people to think about, and I think that's a good place to pick it up as we start talking about the card in a reading, because when I'm doing a reading for someone and that card turns over, it indicates to me that there's something. There's some uncertainty within the person, within the person for whom I'm doing the reading, where there's something hidden from that client. And sometimes what's hidden isn't by others, but by themselves. How many times do we hide from ourselves? And the shadow work that we do is to help us to get beyond hiding from ourselves. My lady?
Whenever this card for me is thrown in a reading, it's a cautionary, again, I said this earlier, somewhat, it's a cautionary, you know, look at yourself, look within, process whatever it is, whatever decision you're trying to make through those three, you know, emotion and physical and spiritual aspects of self, and make sure that you're in balance and you're not acting out of fear, that you're following your intuition, that you've examined whatever it is you're going to do. And the moon card is a reminder always in a reading to analyze, self-analysis, and respect what it is you're doing, to look at it through a different perspective and with a new eye, and just to be absolutely clear on what path that you want to take. Because generally we know which way we want to go. We know which, and we have to identify the things that are holding us back from wanting to take that path. And so the moon card is the signpost, if you will, to say, you know what you want to do. You've got to take stock and look at it, and, you know, use your intuition, run it through all these other things before you can truly make that decision, but that it's okay to do that. It's okay to analyze. Sometimes people get afraid. They're, oh, I'm going to overanalyze it. Well, sometimes you do need to analyze things and look at yourself and be sure that that's the right way to go.
Interesting. As you were saying that, I was reminded of some of the things that you and I teach. One of them, of course, is, I love the Zen of Facebook and looking at Facebook memes. And occasionally one of them sticks with me, and there's been one recently that I saw that said, life is what happens on the other side of fear.
Uh-huh.
And I have spoken before, and John, you shared in those conversations as well,
mm-hmm.
about those fear guardians,
yeah.
that say, don't go forward. You know where you want to go, you know what's best for you, but fear. That, you know, how do I take that leap? How do I make that change? How do I go from where I am, which may not be the best place, but it's warm and comfortable, and at least I know what my, you know, what the monsters are.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go through this gate, if I go between these two towers and follow that path off into the mountains, what's out there?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's better than where I am, but, you know, what are the monsters that are hiding in those mountains?
Right.
And we have to sometimes go past our fear to make that beneficial change in our lives. And, you know, clearly the moon card is about uncertainty. It's about our inner fears that's holding us back. But like you said, there's a lot of analysis. And the cards around it. If I see a card that's about, you know, stability or balance, and I'm going to see that maybe there's some conflicting information here. The Emperor or the Justice in particular would be opposing and would cause me to really look at where they are in the reading. Of course, I do a little more structured reading than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good or bad, I mean, I'm not saying one's better or worse, but for what I'm mm-hmm. saying, looking at how they fit, and where that opposition's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something we're moving out of, or is it something we're moving into?
So
those sorts of things. And of course, then you've got the things that are, reinforcing. The Seven of Cups is one that I can think of. with the surrounding, you know, this whole illusion of all of this, and the man just sitting there with the, you know, with the cups flying, and you know, that kind of reinforces this idea of illusion and uncertainty. Two of swords, the nine of swords, you know, the devil card. Wow, you know, has this become a, you know, a chain that you put around your own neck? So all of those are combinations that you want to look for, and I use those to interpret. Like I said, some cards color the ones around them, whereas with the moon, it's much more being colored by other cards. So I want to see what's out there, what's going on around it, to see how it is being affected by the other energies represented in the other cards.
Very true. And that's always an aspect of every reading, is you've got to feel the energy that's going on in the card in that particular reading. So you never quite, I don't think, read any card exactly the same given each reading, because each reading will have its own energy and its own signposts and its own flow. It's why I always tell people, if you're throwing the cards down and you're opening a book and you're reading the meaning of each card, that's not a reading. That's not what it's intended to be.
Yeah, there's a storytelling process.
Right. It's
and
the intended.
Cards are telling us the story that we interpret for the client.
Right. It's intended to be melded with that client's energy and what's going on in their life right now, and what messages you're receiving that are pertinent from each card. You know, I've in the past definitely used the Rider-Waite deck to do readings and thrown down cards and gotten wildly different interpretations given to me from the energy and from the messengers, if you will, that give me they whisper in my ear and tell me things, and it's I've had people ask me that question: how come when my girlfriend did a reading with you and she got this card, you told her ABC, and when I get it, you tell me this other thing? Well, it's because you're not your girlfriend, and you're not living her life, you're living your life, and your energy is different than hers. So there's no, always remember, there's no set pat answer as to what a card means. It's what you're feeling in the moment. Remember to always be reading with an open mind and open, you know, third eye, and make sure that you are in receiving mode, not only from the person sitting across from you, but from whatever spirit guides, deity, you know, however you're going to receive information. Everybody gets it slightly differently. For me, as I said, it always sounds like somebody's whispering in my right ear. So, you know.
With whomever you have made the deal that this is the meaning of this card. Because tonight, I have seen the moon card 1,000 times. Tonight, mm-hmm. I cannot get the image of those two towers out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will turn a card, and the traditional reading, your meaning is such and such, but one aspect of that card keeps pulling me in a different direction. And I have to go with that. And for some reason, those two towers tonight are what I keep coming back to. How many times have I mentioned them tonight? That's what is. For me tonight, in this moment, those two towers are meaningful. And that bears, you know, further contemplation. But, you know, and, you know, you picked up on those, you know, 15 little things, which I almost never know. So, you know, every time we turn a card, we have to be conscious of the of where our attention is being drawn on that card, because that's part of the message. So, with that said, my lady, would you tell people how to get in touch with us? We're at 5 minutes from the top of the hour.
Sure. Of course, you can always send email to our littlestonebridge@gmail.com address. That is the best way to get a hold of Terry or I, particularly if you'd like us to contact us to come and speak at an event or make an appearance or whatever it is that you'd like. You want to talk to us about workshops or counseling or whatever it is. That's the best email address to use, littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can reach out to us on Facebook, and my page is Robin A. McKean on Facebook, and Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power HP. Also, we have an email address for the radio station, which is
that email
Terry?
Address is surin@gmail.com. Excuse me, I'm messing it up. surin.org@gmail.com.
Yep, that would be the one. And, of course, you can also reach us also through the Facebook page for Little Stonebridge Pathworkings. There is a Facebook page for that. And you can send us a message there or check out what we're doing. And, of course, we've got some personal appearances coming up and work for workshops that we'll be teaching. I believe, Terry, you have that schedule.
Yes, some of it's still up in the air. We're still discussing an August event over in New Jersey, and something maybe toward the end of July. But we are certainly going to be Labor Day. We will be at Labor Day Libertine at Camp Midian over in Southeast Indiana, and then the weekend after Samhain, we will be at the Florida Pagan Gathering, speaking at their Samhain event. So those two are definite, and there's a couple of other things that are in the works, and I'm still looking for trying to get a trip down to Gatlinburg and possibly visit with Danny and Becca down there at the Tuatha Dea, and check out, they've got an event coming up that we're discussing. So a lot of things going on. If you do want us to come and speak, do get in touch with us. littlestonebridge@gmail.com is the easiest way to find us. And put something in the subject line that says presenting or something like that, because we get about 100 emails a day at that address. So, final thought on the moon card, my lady.
This is a card with lots of different facets. And as I often tell everybody, if you really want to get to know a card, hang it up. Look at it every day for a week or so, if not longer. Meditate on it. Try to reach out to the card and walk around inside it in your mind. Look at everything in the card one by one and try and interact mentally with that card. Make the connection with each card. If you do that and you really hold in your heart and in your mind what you've gleaned, what information you've gleaned, the things you've noticed in that card that stuck with you, you'll be well served when you do turn that card over in a reading, because there won't be that panic sensation of, oh my gosh, what does this card mean? You'll know exactly what that card means in that time, because it will be telling you what you need to know from your past experiences with that card and your meditations with that card, but the energy will direct you to what aspect of that card you need to tell that person. That's how this works. So don't be afraid to meditate on the cards, to mentally walk around inside the card and really connect with it. Can't go wrong.
All right, and I'm going to echo that. Following the fool's journey, walk that path. In your meditations, walk that path past the dog and the wolf, between those two towers, and follow that path off into the mountains, illuminated by the moon. And let your imagination free. Be aware of fears, but move past them to something better. And in a few weeks, we'll be talking about the Sun card, which is on the other side of those mountains. So with that, I believe it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.